And opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in the time zone that you're listening to this broadcast, this live broadcast. And I want to say this past weekend for me was just totally phenomenal. Let me start out by saying I thank God that he woke me up this morning. He woke me up early this morning. Mommy, Daddy, ancestors, got an internet radio show. And please always remember, live your dreams. Never, never, ever give up. I want to thank the first-time listeners that are tuning in for the first time today. You're not here by mistake. I am your host, Andrea James, and this is Today's Entrepreneur. And I'm each week, the show just gets better and better, and I'm so excited that I'm getting now into doing what I do every week, and it's just my audience is growing, and the subject matter each week is just phenomenal. It just it blows me away as to what opportunity I'm doing right now. But this morning, my guest is the one and only phenomenal. Please sit down, strap on your seatbelts, get a pad and a pen out, and get ready to write. And go to the website, www.gingersurprise.com. And I have the creator and founder of Ginger Surprise on the phone with me. His name is Hoshea Boyd. And his story is just totally phenomenal from where he's been and where he is going. Ginger Surprise is a drink that is wildfire. It's taken on a life of itself. So without any further ado, let me introduce to some that don't know him. And for those that do, they already know, because they are a product of his product. And it's possible that he's having people call in from all over this morning. But the one and only, my king, Hoshea D. Boyd, Ginger Man, Ginger Surprise. Are you on the line, my king?
Yes, I am. First and foremost, let me give all honor and praise to God. Yes, Ginger Surprise has been on a journey of his own. A little about myself is that I started in the industry as far as food is concerned as a vegan. I'm actually a vegan chef. We had a restaurant here in L.A. called A Taste of Life Vegan Soul Food. We did the unnorm, should I say. We had vegan macaroni cheese, vegan lasagna. We were in numerous stores with our products. And then Ginger Surprise was introduced with that. And Ginger Surprise is a drink in honor of my mother. I lost my mother to cancer. And on this journey, I came across someone that actually gave me the foresight to push the drink even harder. Hello?
Harder. Wow. No. We're listening. You got us already sitting on the edge of our seat.
Well, what basically what has happened with the product is I started to drink, first of all, someone introduced me to ginger. My family is originally from Bermuda, so we're used to ginger beer. And the problem with me and ginger beer, I didn't like the carbonation. So someone actually showed me how to extract ginger out of the root some 12, 13 years ago. And from that point on, I started developing a drink, not knowing anything about ginger, not knowing the properties, not knowing anything. It was just a thing for taste for me at first. And then as I went along, I started reading, and then people started telling me that they noticed certain things were happening with their bodies by using the drink. Then I did about 7 farmers markets here in L.A. with our food and a drink. And then one day, this young lady came to me. She said she wasn't feeling well. And I turned on to the ginger. And she came to me over a period of a year. And I just started giving her ginger because every time I saw her, she said she was sick. Well, the young lady's name is Summer Martin. Let me give all honor to her as well, because without Summer, Ginger Surprise wouldn't be the product it is today. Summer Martin took the product, and for a year she diligently took it. She had 6 tumors, 5 of them they cut on her, the chemo and whatever the case is. Her 6th one was in her breast, and she just said she was not ready to have that happen again. She wasn't ready to be cut on, and she wasn't ready for the chemo. She said it took her months to come back just to even get normal. So it turns out I didn't know what I was doing for her the whole time. I didn't find out until she and I did a show, and the show was called I Beat the Odds. And what the show was based on was people using natural medicine to cure themselves. Well, as I said, I didn't know the sister had any issues until the day we did the shoot of the show. When we did the shoot of the show, she literally had me in tears, because as she was talking and she was telling her story, I realized that I saw all this happening with my mother. And knowing what I know now about ginger, I wish I would have had known those things back then when I was dealing with my mother, because I took care of my mother for 8 months. In fact, my mother's name, let me please mention that, because that's a pivotal part of Ginger Surprise. My mother's name is June Anise Crockwell Boyd. And she was a beautiful, vivacious woman. And I tell people her story because we all, at some time or another in life, have dealt with someone who's lost someone to the disease. To me, cancer is no greater or no less than a man walking up to someone and pulling the trigger on them. To me, cancer is a murderer. And we as people, we look at it as a disease. I don't. I see that I have to do something to help eradicate it. And the TV show we did, Summer Martin is a trooper. She's now been cancer-free for 3 years. She is still taking ginger to this day, faithfully every day. Her whole perception of life right now has changed, based on she doesn't even see the opportunity. I mean, the wherefore that the tumors can come back ever again, because she's been able to do that. In fact, the doctors were telling her that they don't think it was cancer after all. But yet she's had 6 tumors, and the last one that they told her she had to get cut on, and she refused. Now they're telling her that it may not have been cancer. Now, what are the odds out of the 5, the 6th one is not cancer? Come on now. Come on now. Everybody got to think about that. So,
ding, ding, ding.
Right, exactly. So, with that being said, I've noticed that a lot of other people who are telling me their stories about what's happening with them in ginger. Well, on this TV show, there's a doctor by the name of Dr. Patel. She runs a medical facility, and she talks about what ginger properties and why ginger should be as a part of our diet. And she's actually an East Indian. And if you notice, most East Indians and the Asian world, they use ginger as if it's a spice or as if it's part of their daily ritual. And we don't see the prevalence in cancer as we do in those countries, as we do here in America. Gender surprise is, to me, a godsend, because it's been on the planet over, I mean, since the planet has been in existence. And we as Americans, we don't even realize that God, it says he's made everything for us to heal ourselves with.
Everything.
So, I'm not a religious guy, but there's a thing that's in the Bible that everybody really needs to search on. Why would the three wise men bring frankincense, myrrh, and gold to the baby? Why? Well, the derivative of myrrh is ginger. So now you figure that one out. Why would God want them to give the baby myrrh? Only one reason: to heal his body. So that being said, I want more people to understand that Ginger Surprise is here to make a mark. I have someone here who is now the face of Ginger Surprise, and her name is Kalia Smith. She'll run down some things she's had to deal with the product. Kalia, on you.
Great. Good morning, my queen. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fabulous, fabulous. I met Ms. Smith yesterday, and she is such a joy. She's right where she's supposed to be with Ginger Surprise. But go ahead, my queen.
Well, I first got introduced to the product back when I began working with Hoshea about 3 years ago. I met him in a photography class, and, you know, I just assisted him, and I ended up helping him more and helping myself more than I ever thought would come out of it. And I began working with him on his photography, and he would bring the juice with him to different events, and people would ask him, you know, oh, where's your juice? Can I have your juice? When are you going to bring it back? When is it going to get back in stores? And so from there, I'm like, okay, well, let me try this juice everyone's talking about. I'm working with you. I'd like to know, you know, how good it is and how much they enjoy it. Then I began to try it. Then I began to drink it. Then I'd bring it for my roommates. Then I'd bring it for my parents. And it kind of, my relationship with the juice grew from that. And then from this, him deciding to relaunch it, he decided, you know what, we work really well together on the photography. You have a good spirit. He brought me in for this. And so I'm really excited for this journey, just because even just on a daily basis, when we go to different buildings and we go to different events and we bring out the juice, people are so excited to have it. He's literally had people walk up to him on the street and be like, hey, like, where's your juice? Not, are you still doing photography? Not, how's your day going? Not, hey, I haven't seen you in 10 years. But like, hey, so do you still have the juice on you? Are you still making it? And the fact that not only, like, new people coming in love it and enjoy it so much and purchase it regularly, but people he happens to lose contact with, maybe they switch phone numbers, just haven't ran into each other, are so into the juice and are so like, I need to have it, that I feel like more people in this, like, in this country, in this world, need to experience this and taste how delicious it is and the benefits and properties that it has for you to make you feel better in your daily life. I don't do the raw shots regularly. I have done a raw shot, and it's a lot, definitely a lot for someone to take in. But I do drink the flavored juices a lot, and I can say that I cannot remember the last time I've been like, oh, I'm so sick, I have a cold. I can't remember the last time I've been like, okay, my stomach hurts, it's unsettled. Ginger makes me feel better, like literally from my head to my toes, and I don't have any inclination that I have a form of cancer, but it's nice to know that it may help prevent certain cancers from developing within me.
That is just phenomenal, and the fact that you're still a young lady, you have the rest of your life in front of you, and the fact that you are already taking responsibility for your overall health. By the time you get in your 30s and 40s, you'll be a walking example of what this Ginger Surprise can do, which the first time I tasted it, Hoshea Board and I have a mutual friend, Yvette the Funny Lady, who was my guest a couple of weeks ago, And I was, she had a birthday party 2 years ago, and Hoshea Boyd was there in the studio when she was doing What's So Damn Funny. And I tasted it, and I was just the reaction. I was sold at that point. And the next time I saw Hoshea, I went to his home, and I did a ginger for, I think I drank it off and on for maybe an hour, hour and a half. And while I was there, the gentleman that came over was Raj, played Raj in What's Happening Now. And he came, and he, yes, thank you. The three of us sat there in Ohishia's living room, and this astound, world-renowned actor, he bought up all the ginger that was right there in the house, so I was lucky to get a taste of it, and it just, it's a tingling sensation in my body, and it just, it perked me up for the rest of the day and several days after that. So me personally, and that's one of the reasons why I'm having him as my guest along with Miss Kalia Smith this morning, is because as Hoshea Boyd and Kalia tell the backstory of Ginger Surprise, it's just it leaves me speechless. It really does. The fact that so many people are gravitating to it, and the it comes from the earth. And you have, let me just say thank you, Hoshea, for turning your negative into a positive. And what's happening with where the Ginger Surprise was, where it is, and where it's going is, it's a movie, should be Ginger Surprise. But please continue with the backstory, my king.
Okay, well, let me say this much. Ginger Surprise at one point was one of the hottest drinks in L.A. I mean, some of the stores that it was in, Simply Wholesome, Vegan Express, Nature Mart, Co-op, Air One, it was a host of stores. And the thing about the stores were they were running out of it before I could keep the demand for them. And it just so happens that there was a situation where Ginger Surprise was about to go big, and some things happened with the deal, and myself and my business partner had some issues, and we lost it. Well, we didn't lose the deal. The deal was taken off the table. With that being said, me and my business partner, we split up, and I became homeless. I was homeless for 2.5 years, and through all that time, I was still doing my photography. I was still, the Ginger Surprise was still on my mind, but I didn't have the finances nor the means to be making the product. And it just so happened that me being a veteran, I was able to get out of the hole based on some programs with the VA. And in that process, I was able to restart making the juice. And throughout all that time, let me go back quite a few years. I grew up in the D.C. area. And as a kid, I watched a lot of TV. And it just so happens that I moved to California, I'm going to say about 13 years ago. And when I moved to California, it turns out that the majority of the people that I watch on TV are now dear, close friends of mine. And
Hoshea, can I ask you to just let me just interject real quick. For those sure. people who are interested and calling in and asking questions of our illustrious guest, Hoshea Boyd or Ms. Kalia Smith, please dial 866-510-9025 and hit **, and you'll be able to, I'll see you in the queue in case you have any questions or concerns or want to ask a question. Please call 866-510-9025. Go ahead, my king.
Okay, so as I was saying, I grew up, as I was growing up and watching some of these people on TV, I come to LA about 14 years ago, and again, it started with my vegan food. I've always been a photographer. I've been a photographer 39 years, thanks to Aunt Janetta Lynette Shell. That's my oldest daughter. She was my first model, and she's now 39, and I've been shooting that long. And so I, with the food, I delved into the photography, and turns around, I got to meet some really nice celebrities, Jamie Foxx. Well, me and Tommy Davidson, we grew up together, so I'm doing some work with Tommy Davidson. But I was able to meet Patti LaBelle, Lisa Ray, and all of these people that I've been meeting. Of course, I introduced the juice to them. So one day I was doing the Tuskegee Airmen event, and Lou Gossett Jr. was the host, and he had a book signing. And Maria LaMelle was the publicist for the event, and she asked me to bring her some ginger. It just so happened I took a couple of gallons with me, and I gave Mr. Gossett one. And that was that Friday. That Monday at 8:15, Mr. Gossett called me, and he was like, "Oh, Shia," he said, "what is this juice you just? I mean, it is so phenomenal. I've never tasted anything like it." And he tells me he needs 3 gallons of it. So me and Kalia, we ride out to his house in Malibu. We actually took 4 gallons because I made a new flavor that day. And actually, I have 94 flavors. So we
94. Wow, that's 94. I gotta make sure that I taste all of them. Matter of fact, I didn't mean to cut you off. I got the grape right here. I started it last night, and I'm gonna take a swig right now.
So I take the four
out. I taste the ginger. Go ahead.
So we take the four out there to him, and so me and Kalia are sitting here talking with him. And so as we talking with him, he says, "You know, I got a friend that really loves ginger." And I'm like, "Who is that?" And he says, "It's Beverly." I said, "Beverly who?" He said, "Beverly Todd." And I started laughing. He said, "Why are you laughing?" I said, "Because that's a dear friend of mine." He said, "Really?" I was like, "Yeah." I said, "She's also a Hebrew." And he says, "Wow." So he picks up the phone and he calls her. And
hello.
He says, "Bev," they have a little chit chat together. He says, "Bev, I got a friend of yours here." He says, "He's a dear friend of yours." She says, "Really?" She says, "Yeah." So she then says, "Who is it?" And he says, "Hoshea." And she says, "Wait a minute, I need my juice. Where's my juice?" Before she says anything, she asks about the juice. So
not that, how you doing, stranger? How
right,
you doing? What's going on in your life? Where's my ginger surprise? That sounds like somebody that needs it.
So
we all do. Wow. Go ahead, Josiah. I'm just floored.
I met with Beverly yesterday at Simply Wholesome, and but between her and Mr. Gossett, in fact, let me say this much: Mr. Gossett called me a few days after that, and he said to me, he said, "Hoshea, this is something that's phenomenal. I want you to know that I'm the godfather to Ginger Surprise." Now, I had been holding that back for a while because I had to get clarity, because he initially said, you know, yeah, he wanted to do something with it. But I didn't get clarity until that particular day. He said, "Look, you tell people I'm the godfather to Ginger Surprise." Now, that's quoting him. So, that being said, he introduced me to a couple, Pate and Donna McCoy in Virginia, and they're getting ready to send us on a 10-day 5-city tour on the East Coast just for Ginger Surprise, and that is phenomenal in its own right. Now, I have other stories. Like, there was a story of me and Tommy Davidson, and it was like 3 years ago. It was a New Year's Eve, and I called him on that eve. And when I called him, he's like, "Man, I feel bad, man. I've just been in the bed over a week. I just can't get up. I can't do nothing." I mean, he sounded really bad. And at that time, I didn't have a car. I was on the bus. I decided I was going to get on the bus. I lived out in Inglewood, and he lived in North Hollywood. I get on the bus, take a 2-hour ride. Then I have to walk at least an hour to get up to the hill where his house is, because there's no buses go up that way. I get to his house. He's laying in bed. And he's like, "Man, I feel so bad. I really feel so bad." I said, "Okay." I gave him a half a cup of raw ginger. And I told him that He needs to drink this straight down. Don't sip on it. Just take it straight down. He nearly jumped out of the bed. He said, man, what did you just give me? You trying to kill me? I was like, no. Don't worry. So then I happened to take some flavor too. So
you know
what I told
him.
I'm still here. Some excited people.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I could be heard.
Yeah.
Who is this on the line?
My name is Devin. Me and my wife were calling in after reviewing the website. So we just had a few questions we wanted to ask. But continue with your story. That was quite funny.
Okay. So as I told him, I said, you know, just I took some flavored with me. So I told him throughout the night, drink on this flavored. Now, I'm a photographer, so I was shooting that New Year's Eve, and I was shooting at this club called the 3100 in downtown L.A., and I get a call from Tommy. He says, man, I'm coming up there, man. I said, I thought you weren't feeling well. He said, man, I'll talk to you when I get up there. So he gets up there. I tell the owner about Tommy coming up, so I escort Tommy up. As we're coming up, a young lady approaches him. Now, his fiance was with him at the time, but a young lady approaches him as we getting in the club. And she says, hey, I thought you said you were sick. I thought you said you weren't coming out. He said, hold up. You want to get mad at somebody? Don't get mad at me. Get mad at him, because whatever he gave me, it knocked it out of my system. I've been dealing with this for over a week and a half. He comes, he gives me something, and in a couple of hours, I mean, it's completely gone. And Tommy is actually, he's going to give us a testimony on that to let you know basically how that all went down with him. But for situations such as that, for me to have somebody of that caliber to say that it helped him, and then for me to turn around and have Summer Martin say that it cured her, I can say I got MD on the back of my name without having to go to the 12, 13 years of school.
The ginger doctor is in the house.
So
matter of fact, I met Ginger. I met Summer the same day I met you, and she personally told me her story about how
that was
a surprise that saved her life.
So the person wanted to ask a question.
I think they were just.
Miami,
are you there? Go ahead. Welcome to the show. Welcome. If this is your first time calling in, thank you so much.
It is our first time calling in, but we frequently listen to the BTR radio network. We learned about this through the Cows radio show.
Okay. I welcome you for the very first time, but please, after today, please stay tuned, whether you're an entrepreneur or not. It's going to be stories just like this that will you'll be better off than before you came. So again, welcome, and go ahead with your question.
Thank you. And number one, I do want to send my condolences to your mom, and you guys really caught my attention earlier in the broadcast by your mom, because I too lost my mother to cancer on Mother's Day of 2015. Our question, the first one was in regards to pricing information, in regards to the ginger drinks. I was looking on the website, and me and my wife noticed that there wasn't any pricing information. Where could we find information like that about the drink, and how will we be able to order?
Well, right now we're doing we are mailing orders out. What I can do is I can give you my number, and we can converse about that, because the 16-ounce bottles, they cost $5. The gallon bottles, the flavored is $40. The 16-ounce of raw is $18, and a gallon of the raw is $144.
Okay. All right. And my wife was looking at the nutritional information. She told me that she's a calorie counter. And she wanted to know, as far as what are these for the 16-ounce bottles? Mm-hmm. She wanted to know, for the 16-ounce bottles, where does the 600 calories come in for the drink?
You mean for the flavor?
Yes. where we're specifically looking at the strawberry guava and the grape.
Okay, this the strawberry guava, you say, where do you see 1,600 calories? Oh, you're talking about holding down the... Okay, it's mainly from
the stomach size.
Beg your pardon?
It says it's servings per container is 2, and the calorie is 300. So we just figured that there were 600 calories per bottle. So that's
right.
She wants. Okay. So she was interested in knowing where exactly the 600 calories come from.
It's mainly the juice itself, because there's we use concentrate, 100% pure concentrate juice. The reason we don't use a natural fruit any longer is because the Food and Drug Administration has come in, and because of a situation with another company where two people passed away from the juices, you have to pasteurize it. And the problem is when you pasteurize anything, you kill the nutrients and the enzymes out of it.
Wow.
And so what happened is, with them telling me I had to pasteurize it, there's no way that I like the taste after I had my product produced by a company called Juice Heads in San Bernardino, and the product was totally different than initially. So then Juice Heads told me about flash pasteurization. Now, flash pasteurization is when you boil water to 145 degrees and then you you submerge the product in that 145 degrees. But then they said, well, the main thing that needs to be pasteurized is the juices itself. So why not get juices that's already pasteurized and then just add your ginger and your agave? And that's how we've had to use it that way instead of me pasteurizing the ginger. The ginger is the main part of Ginger Surprise. So ginger, what I try to do is make sure you get more ginger in our drinks than you would ever imagine getting in any drink. Ginger Surprise makes ginger beer taste like water based on the ginger content.
Oh, wow. And I love some ginger beer. I think
again,
if you love ginger beer, you like after you drink this, you'll feel like ginger beer was nothing. You will drink this and be like, no, I love this.
Now, as I was saying about ginger beer, the carbonation. What happens when you first drink ginger beer? Now, really think about this. When you first drink ginger beer, where does it go? It goes straight through your nostrils. It goes straight up.
Correct. Clear you right up.
However, when you drink Ginger Surprise, it goes down and around. You feel it going through your bloodstream, and that's no exaggeration.
Wow.
I can testify to that. That is no exaggeration. Wow.
You feel it from your, as soon as you, it hits your throat, it hits your chest. You feel it rolling down your arms. And I'm not exaggerating, because ginger is a blood cleanser. Ginger is a urine tract cleanser.
Hoshea, can you hold that note? We have passed the time for a commercial break. Miami,
sure.
Florida, please don't go anywhere. Stay right there. This is today's entrepreneur, your host, Andrea James. We will be right back.
Okay. Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, we are back. Caller from Miami, did you have another question, or did the ginger doctor Hoshea Boyd answer your question? Or he needs to give you his contact information, right?
Yeah, he absolutely did answer my question. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
If you go to the website under Contact Us, it actually has his direct number listed. You can reach out to us right now and we can pick up on the other line if you really wanted to. But let us just finish this first. And then, if you go to the website, go to Contact Us. It'll have his direct number. You can contact us about everything.
All right. I have that right in front of me. It's the 818 number, correct?
Correct.
Yes,
it is.
Okay. So I have that right in front of me. We'll call you guys as soon as we conclude our questions. and we'll discuss it further. Now, my wife had one more question, and the reason why I really...
Wait a minute, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? What is your wife's name? You keep saying wife.
Oh, yes. Her name is Norma. My name is Devin.
How you doing, Devin, and how you doing, Norma?
I'm doing good. How are you?
She's shy. She doesn't like her phone voice.
Oh, no, 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 no. She can't do that. She you put her out there now. So,
I just had a question.
So, you were saying, dear, let her ask the question. That's what this is all about.
See? I told you, babe.
I know that you said that juices are concentrated, and usually concentrated juices, they recommend to dilute them with water. Would you recommend that with your product?
No, we don't dilute it with any water at all.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me say this much. I will say this much. The only drink that we have that has water, any content of water in it, is our lime lemon. And everybody seems to love that one. I don't know what it is about that one, but it's lime lemon, not lemon lime, but lime lemon. That's the only one we use water in.
It actually sounds really good.
She loves
lemon lime. It is really good. It is. You love citrus, lemons, and limes, and tanginess, and the strong, like, ginger spice taste. The lime lemon is definitely a flavor you want to taste.
Now, let me also reassure you, when I say ginger, the drinks are based on ginger alone. The flavors is so that you can drink more ginger than you've ever drank in your entire life. That's the whole purpose of ginger.
That's why you caught my attention, because of the ginger. You know, my wife is going through our first pregnancy, and she's like had morning sickness throughout her entire pregnancy. And one of the things that women who have had children before have been recommending is, you know, do you have ginger candy? Do you have ginger this or ginger that?
No, so I'm... Oh, go ahead.
I need to be attracted to this product and your website, thinking that it would be able to help my wife throughout her pregnancy and future pregnancies. I'm sure she'll want to have more children.
Okay, so let me say this much, and I have to inform you that she cannot use ginger in the last trimester cycle. And the reason that being is because ginger causes you to dilate. So if you're late, drink ginger.
Oh.
It'll help you dilate. But if you're not late in your last try, do not drink ginger.
Okay. That's good to know. Thanks a lot, and I appreciate you guys taking our questions.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for – let me just ask you, how did you happen to be on Today's Entrepreneur Today? Black Talk Radio Network?
I'm currently doing research about racism, white supremacy, and how to produce justice in this world for victims of racism. And I'm always looking on Twitter, and I saw an actual advertisement through Black Talk Radio. I guess that's a picture of you and Today's Entrepreneur, so I immediately
yes,
tuned in.
Thank you so much. Please share this. I'm sorry?
Beautiful picture, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you, my king. And congratulations. Let me say Happy Father's Day and Happy Mother's Day. Please share with your friends the information that you've learned today with Ginger Surprise, with Today's Entrepreneur. There's so many other people that are listening in that we don't even know about, so I thank you for listening in. This is no mistake that you're here today. None.
Thanks a lot.
Where you're supposed to be. And
well,
every morning, every Monday morning. Thank you, my queen. Thank you.
I appreciate both of you, and please definitely call me, and Ginger Surprise is here to help. Ginger Surprise, I have to keep emphasizing this, is in honor of my mother. I was a mama's boy, so with that being said, anything that I can do to make any impact on anybody's life based on what Ginger Surprise means to me means a lot to me. So just your questions, just your thoughts, just your enthusiasm of Ginger Surprise has made just what I've been trying to do with Ginger Surprise happen. So thank you. We both thank you.
Hoshea, I know you...
Thanks a lot. And I'll be talking to this way.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead,
your,
Andrew.
Your backstory is just... wow. Every time you tell it, I hear a little bit more than I heard the last time. Matter of fact, Yvette called in on the other line, and she was saying, I heard my name. So, but it's just, it's changing people's lives. And say from Ms. Smith, the fact that she's taking it at her age, and it's taking, the Ginger Surprise has taken on a life of its own. I see it to the point that it's going to be in the high schools, the schools, period, elementary, junior high, and high school, and certain problems that the kids are having, they're going to see a change in the kids, their performance in the classroom, and it's just phenomenal. So I can't thank you enough, number one, that our paths crossed, that we showed up, and how here it is, your it's a walking, talking Ginger Surprise. I can see a bottle, and it's the hands and the feet are coming out, and somebody's walking around in a mascot Ginger Surprise bottle. And wherever you go, I'm sure you're going to be selling out. Can you tell us where the tour that you're going to be on? Can you tell us by any chance what cities you're going to be in?
Yes, the dates, we're looking at first week of April, and we're heading to D.C.
D.C. / Baltimore, Richmond, Norfolk, Lawrenceville, and Hampton.
Virginia.
So,
and that's all through the McCoys. They, in fact, let me put a little punch in for them. They just purchased St. Paul's College, the entire campus, and they're making it into a health facility. They're actually going to be doing a farm there, as well as they're looking at putting a theme park on the same campus. So they're the ones that's actually spearheading our initial tour. Now,
what a story
I
that is right there. Wow, what a connection.
And I want, do you mind, I have a few people that I really want to thank.
Please, it's, this is your backstory, Hoshea. Please, my king, go right ahead.
First of all, there's a young lady by the name of Dr. Lee, Dr. Sherlyn Lee. I don't know if most of you know who she is, but that
good,
was...
Good morning, Dr. Lee, if she's listening. Good morning. I can't wait to have her on the show. Go ahead, Hoshea.
Well, Dr. Lee was the... was Michael Jackson's doctor. She was one that had the news conference right after Michael passed away, stating that Michael had asked her for that medication, and she refused to give him that medication. With her guidance and her whole spirit, she's helped Ginger Surprise. In fact, she gives Ginger Surprise to, call that number, to, I don't know, she gives Ginger Surprise to all of her followers. And I mean, should I say not her followers, but her patients as they leave her office. And with her doing that, that just told me how much my product is needed by other patients or other people in general. So I want to thank Dr. Lee for that. I want to thank Mr. Lou Gossett Jr. I want to thank Andrenetta Shell, Dennis E. Boyd Jr., Jordan Crockwell Boyd, Rachel Wilson, and Janice Adams. Those are my kids. I want them to know that they're part of what I'm doing with Ginger Surprise, and it's all about their grandmother who's helped me put this product in the light, in the health world light. Because it's been there. I'm not inventing the wheel. I'm just enhancing the wheel. I'm not trying to say that I've come up with something new. I've just taken something old and made it so that everyone can enjoy it, not just one person. Because all the flavors that I have, if you don't like pineapple coconut, if you're allergic to pineapples, if you don't like orange juice, if you don't like this, you don't like that, I have a flavor that you will definitely like.
With 92 flavors.
94.
94, okay, because earlier you told me 92. 92, 94, give or take two, no. But that's, where do they do that at? That's, you've covered all the bases.
You're talking about Baskin and Robbins.
I can't even count that high. I can't even count to 92.
Well, So what in essence I'm really trying to do is make sure that as a people, I'm not talking about gender, I'm not talking about race, as a people we can heal ourselves if we just look at what God has put out there for us. I'm not trying to equate medicine, pharmaceutical medicines is bad for you. I'm just saying that there's a lot of natural medicines out here that we all could look to and get from. And ginger is one of the main ones. And I can say that I've actually put Ginger Surprise in a place right now where everybody's trying to drink it. But everybody's trying to be healthy. And why not have a product that's natural? It's from the earth, and it puts you in different moods. Ginger, period, is a blood cleanser, urine tract cleanser, breaks up all the mucus in your system. Women that are on their cycle, it stops the cramping. Women that are nausea are pregnant, it stops the nausea. And it just goes on and on. There's 135 properties of ginger that we haven't even fathomed to touch based on us not knowing anything about ginger. So I've come into a place with Ginger Surprise to give people more understanding of what ginger is all about. And I'm just grateful that God gave me the foresight to make this product. I mean, the colors, if you can see whenever... In fact, I'm going to tell the story of this young kid. I was doing the Hollywood Farmers Market, and I... No joke, the kid was about 3 years old. And his mother walks up and she sees the demos that we're doing. So she tries it. So she, a little boy asked her, can he have some? And she said, no, this is nasty. You don't want it. And he actually fussed with it. He wanted to try it. She gave him one. And when she gave him one, his face cringed at first. You know how when you drink something lemon and you get that look on your face like, whoa. And then they started to walk away. He pulls away from her. And he comes and he grabs another one. And so he's drinking it. So she buys a bottle. He actually fights his mother for that bottle. A three-year-old. He literally, and this is just a little kid. Now, I have a few people who I deliver the juice to, the Miss Amaker.
Oh, my gosh.
She's such a
matter of fact, I have her on my board now. I see her. She's called in.
Oh, yeah, you can tell her. She'll tell her story. I didn't even know she was going to be on the line.
She's on the line. Dr. Cheryl Lee, and I understand we only have 10 minutes. Are you there, my queen?
Yes, I am, and thank you so much.
Good morning. Good morning. It's such an honor to have you on the line. Thank you so much.
It's an honor to be here this morning. Thank you. It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
We're honored to have you, my queen.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Lee, thank you. Go ahead.
I just want to say that I have been working with Ginger for a long time, especially with Hosea, the way he juices it, because I know the purity, and number one, that it's organic, and that's the key. We have to make sure that we're using products or supplements that are organic because of the pesticides and things that are sprayed on our food and on our vegetables and fruit. They can cause you more harm even later. So what you're trying to work with to help a person heal, they can get worse based on the pesticides that's placed on the ginger. So I just want to thank him for his dedication and the work that he's providing for people with this wonderful ginger. I have been taking it here lately too. Unfortunately, I had a little incident that happened where I needed a CT scan. Now, in medicine, I am in holistic, and you want to call it functional medicine now, with what we're doing. So I had a CT scan. Unfortunately, CT scans are not safe at all. And I don't mean the scan itself, but the contrast media that they inject into your body. So I end up with 6 tumors around my thyroid. Then I'm using the ginger along with, you know, I have my turmeric and some things, but the base of this is the ginger to help shrink it, because I have some dear friends that are saying, oh, no, you should just go and have a biopsy. And I'm like, oh, no. When I come back through prayer and my God, I will be healed. I didn't come this far to not be healed. I know that. But the benefits of the ginger, and where I can't really go into a lot of detail right now, has just been amazing. And I think that should be part of a person's staple diet, just to stay healthy, is to have a couple of ounces a day, starting off your day, and an ounce at night, because we know the liver is very active in doing a lot of this detoxing and cleansing. As we sleep at night, we call it sometimes the liver hour, between 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning. So if people are waking up during those times, we want, I start to start checking out their liver a little closer too.
Wow.
So I just want to say it has so many benefits to it, to the ginger. It's unbelievable that I think everyone should have it as far as their staple diet. As you know, we put it in juice and cook with it, but just to have the raw ginger is very powerful for healing and apoptosis of cancer cells and eradicating. So all the research is there. We know how powerful it is now. And I take vitamin C IV, but we know how powerful the ginger is as well. So I'm just
Dr. Lee, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Would you say the ginger, a certain amount of servings of ginger a day, keeps the doctor away? No pun intended.
Well, thank
you.
You know, keep the doctor away, and also keep you out, you know, from going, not just the doctor, you know, keep you from being disabled where you can't work and have a cold. So keep the doctor away, but keep you feeling great every day, and that's what you want. So
yes,
it's a lot
of
research out there now, and which is really wonderful, and I like to, you know, make sure that I come on again and kind of go through a lot of the technical research so people can understand in a simplified way for them. But it's just amazing that there's something with the food. The food, I mean, we know food is our medicine.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
So,
and on that note, Dr. Lee, I'm going to have you. I've already asked you, would you be a guest on the show, and I'm just so honored that you're calling in this morning. But we have about 4 minutes left, and Oshia, I wanted to ask if you can give closing statements. And also, real quick, can you tell, are you right there in your community and sharing the spirit right there in your community, which I know you are. It's a ripple effect as to what the ginger surprise. They just see you, and they automatically go to ginger. But any last comments?
First of all, the world is the community. So what I'm striving for is the world. And so, in essence, I want people to know that Ginger Surprise is here. Ginger Surprise has not gone anywhere, and it's been in existence. I've struggled as far as getting it out. Right now, I'm just at a mediocre point right now, but its time is due. And with people like Dr. Lee, Mr. Lou Gossett Jr., Ms. Beverly Todd, Mr. Tommy Davidson.
Yeah.
Mr. Joe Torrey, Mr. Bill Dukes, that's another one. He drinks it by the gallons, Mr. Bill Dukes. And those are some of the names that are drinking the product. Now, I mentioned them, but there are countless outside of them that are just the normal. So when you say the community, I'm calling it the entire world is the community. So that's what I'm striving for, is to get it worldwide. And with the due diligence of myself, Kalia, I want everybody to know that we're here. We're here to serve and protect. I just want people to know that this is in honor, and I keep saying this, this is in honor of my mother. I wasn't able to give my mother this gift, but it was meant for me to give the gift to others based on my mother. So my mother has a lot to do with this product.
Thank you. Thank you to your mom that her what she was supposed to do came afterwards. But the fact that it's because of what she went through, she made the sacrifice, and I thank you that she made the sacrifice. But we're at the end of the show, and I just want to thank Hoshea Boyd, Kalia Smith, and Dr. Lee, for those people that called in from Florida, and the other people that are listening this morning. This is by no mistake that you're here. This is Today's Entrepreneur. I am your host, Andrea James. For this show, please look, go to www.blacktalkradionetwork. Look for Today's Entrepreneur podcast, today, February 13th, and share this link with your friends, because in them just listening to the show, even though they didn't hear it, and also go to gingersurprise.com and look down at the bottom and for Hoshea's information, contact him.
One quick thing. The TV show that Summer Martin and I did is on my Facebook page. If you go to my Facebook page, which is Dennis E as in Edward Boyd, B-O-Y-D, the photo you'll see is of my son and I holding bowling balls. The video you want to look at is called Cancer Alert. Again, Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, space E, space Boyd, B-O-Y-D. And you'll see the actual TV show, and it's a 6-minute episode, and you'll be able to get a lot more out of it than you than what we've said on by word. Thank you again.
Thank you, my king. Well, in closing, breaking the chains of poverty, creating bonds of prosperity, stay in the black financially, that is, by any legal means necessary, 365. Again, this is Andrea James. I'm your host. This is Today's Entrepreneur, and we'll see you next time. And I'm going to be on now Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. So we'll see you on Wednesday. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Scotty Reed, as well.